Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here comes your 90-day fiancé, your 90-day fiancé recap
with Allie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And, guys, blast from the past, we are so lucky to have Miss Rachel Fisher of Hollywood Crime Scene as our guest today.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited.
This is the first time we've all had contact with another human being for like years. We're so happy to see other faces.
This is incredible. This is like such a reunion. I'm so happy right now.
You haven't been able to talk about it because of the SAG strike.
And so I'm really grateful that you guys allowed me to come on the pod to talk about all of our favorite shows.
You're welcome. All of our friends.
I have so many thoughts about this season.
Oh, boy.
For those of you guys who don't know, we all used to have a 90 Day Fiancé podcast called 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. Mm-hmm. So if you, it really rolls off the tongue. So if you guys...
It's still up somewhere.
It's still up. Sometimes it charts.
We'll get the chartable.
And we're like number 20 in like Yugoslavia. So if you guys want to hear recaps on past seasons,
the Mercel season. If you want to hear, if you want to hear Allie talk about Mercel, which is some of the best content that's ever been recorded to podcast.
The beekeeper from Turkey, I think.
Chokazil.
He spoke no English. He's not anything like Sarper.
No.
Yeah, not at all. So for those of you who might not know, we have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes, you'll get 2 to 3 a month. They're available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. And Rachel, you guys have a Patreon too over at Hollywood Crime Scene.
Yeah, patreon.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. We just uploaded a new episode all about... Black Friday. We told some Black Friday horror stories over there last night.
Snaps. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Fun.
Guys, join that Patreon. I'm excited. I actually have some carts that are just waiting for the special day.
Oh, that's a good idea to put stuff in your cart and then wait till Black Friday.
And then I hit buy. PayPal. You're so
smart. PayPal.
I literally am one of the smartest people I know, I think, actually. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and rate and review Hollywood Crime Scene as well. Just for fun. Do a 2-for-1.
But be nice. Be nice.
Yes.
Don't. If you're going to leave a 1-star review, just don't.
Don't.
Yes.
Don't
save
do
your
it.
Time. Save your time. Do something else. Go jack off or something.
Yeah.
And call into our hotline. Should we get into the episodes?
Yes.
Okay. So the first is.
Sorry. Did you hear something?
The first. Yeah, but it's. Okay, yeah, I thought it did. Okay. The first is 90 Day Fiancé, season 10, episode 6. If anyone objects to this union. And no. First, we have Rob and Sophie. Rachel, you were the one who told us about, I think, Rob taking huge jumps at work. I think you were the one who found that gem.
Yeah. On Reddit, one of Rob's former coworkers.
That post is now deleted.
It's deleted?
Yeah, yes. I tried to find it. To read they deleted it. Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was
But Melissa was like, I have it memorized.
Someone who used to work with Rob at a Venice dispensary here in Los Angeles posted, yes, everything you have seen about Rob, like, that is his personality. But, like, even worse, because let me give you some anecdotes about what it was like to work alongside him. She basically talked about just, like, his annoying personality, and one of the highlights was that every morning he would take a huge dump at the dispensary, which now we know is probably because he doesn't have a bathroom in his apartment.
Oh, that's why, of course.
And you know that bathroom has old pipes. You know that that's
it. Yeah. That's not a good, like, flushing toilet in that bathroom.
That's not a good dump toilet. I've wondered this with Melissa because Sophie has said, do you think I'm pretty? Sophie has said that he does jobs like here and there. Do you think he's like a task rabbit? What do you think his job is?
I don't know. I honestly
don't
even believe that he would, like, his ego would allow himself to have
that's
job
a
like
point.
Being a task rabbit. I think he. I don't know. I really
we don't know. Nobody knows.
Why doesn't he get a job with, like, Postmates or...
Right.
Yeah, like DoorDash. Maybe that's what he... But I can imagine the ego being part of that, too.
Yeah.
So let's get into the episode. So, Rob, last week we had the blowout where Sophie moved out to some, like, either Airbnb or apartment she rented.
Some sort
we don't
of
know.
Weird
some
Airbnb.
Some poorly
something.
Decorated place.
Yeah.
Because she found some disturbing videos on Rob's phone after a prophetic dream that she had.
Yes.
And in talking to her mom, we learned that Sophie, I guess, has psychic dreams quite frequently. And her dreams come true a lot.
Sure.
So maybe that's something she could do for cash in the future.
Yeah.
Some sort of psychic readings. So Rob's texting Sophie and she's not responding. And he again pulls this thing that he keeps pulling with the cheating. Last time it was that she was, you know, in or they were like on bad terms or something or
something.
She was in England. And this time it was the same. It was like it was 14 weeks ago. You hadn't even come yet. And she was like, you know, it was from someone I didn't know. So basically it was free porn.
But he was also sending jack off videos, right?
Right. Yeah. I think he was responding.
First of all, Rob, there's a lot of free porn out there.
Right.
You can watch free porn on the internet if you want to. This is not what that was. He's definitely trying to make this seem like it's something that it wasn't. Because from what Sophie says, it sounds like he had some jerk off relationship with some rando that he met online. That probably he slid into her DMs or she slid into his DMs and they like sexed each other, right?
Yes, 100%. He like, you know, he's the type who follows. Oh, well, you know what? We even found this out in a previous episode when they're like walking on the beach or something and he's on his Instagram and she's like, who is this person? He's like, I don't know. It's just someone I follow. He's a type who follows big butt accounts.
I don't know who this is. It's just some random thing I follow. You know exactly who it is.
Yeah. He just follows Instagram hoes, I think.
I love Sophie's mom so much.
Yes.
I've never seen the show The Only Way is Essex, but that's what I imagine like everyone on that show is like.
100%.
When I think about that show, that's what I imagine. She's like... She goes,
He's jobless. He's boring. He has no sympathy.
And he's just sending nasty, skanky bitches videos so he can blow his sausage off.
Yeah, it's so British. And not like aristocracy British. Just like the exact opposite.
She has like two buns in her head.
Yeah, like two space buns.
I love her.
She might have said this, but did she have Sophie when she was really young? Was she like 16 or something when she had Sophie?
Possibly.
She seems... Well, Sophie's 23. So
I mean, because she looks like 40 or like 30. Yeah. Like, she looks very young to me.
Yeah.
Maybe she's using that Il Maquillage serum that I bought. that I hear is a scam, but I spent $66 on it. I got a sponsor. I keep getting sponsored posts by Il Maquillage, and I finally got talked into buying by myself this $66 serum.
It was $66.
Girl, yes. And the before and after pictures are like for sure like just two different people. Like this shit works.
They were a sponsor of us at one point, like a few years ago.
Oh, I should have. Il Maquillage, I'm a huge fan of your
huge
work.
Fan.
If you want to.
Huge fan.
I've had your foundation. I've had your concealer. Now I'm trying your serums.
I'm a believer.
I'm keeping you in business, guys. Oh, and then her mom makes a good point where she's like, if you were over Rob, this would be a phone call of like you telling me you're coming back home and that you guys broke up. So clearly you want to get back together with him because that's not what you're saying.
Because she would fly home.
Yeah. I mean, I do believe that, but I also do think part of it is part of the allure of Rob is like the whole package is like Sophie getting to move to Los Angeles. Cause yeah. I would imagine she, even though she, it did seem like she had like a pretty chill life in London.
Yeah.
I feel like she wanted to live in LA too. It was
sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you're right. Like, that would totally make sense if she, like, Rob would lived in like Kentucky or something and it wasn't like,
yeah,
a city. Like, she was moving there just for him.
And she did mention the visa to her mom, or she mentioned, like, oh, I have my visa for 90 days.
So it seems like LA's a place that she wants to be anyway. Yes. So I could see like her not leaving again for that reason. But also, like you said, at the same time, she's young and she might want to give him a third chance, which we're all screaming at the TV telling her, do not do this. But look, when you're 23, you're 23. And sometimes you make really bad choices.
Sometimes. Oh, maybe she likes that about him, too. I mean, maybe she like likes a bad boy.
He's,
I don't know.
He's like the least appealing bad boy.
He's just like a loser.
Yeah, like I'm acting like he's like Mr. Big. He's Mr. Outhouse.
He's Mr. Outhouse. It sucks because I like Sophie. I think Sophie's sweet. I think she's really nice, and I do think she's smart. And She's just 23, and it's like. She fell for the wrong guy.
Blink 182 song? Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Yeah. She's that age.
Yeah. Mm. Well, then we have another really beautiful couple, Jasmine and Gino.
Oh, boy.
Love them.
Melissa, do you want to get into them?
Well, Jasmine's going to meet Gino's family to go play bocce ball.
Yeah, they're home from the Capitol riots and they're ready to meet Jasmine.
Going to meet him at a Chili's or Chili's bocce ball combo store, whatever that is. And it's freezing and it's like, it's sleet. It's like freezing rain. And she is just like, this is a nightmare. It's just freezing rain. It's like cloudy. And the family, they seem pretty nice at first.
The sister seems
at
nice.
At first. Okay. Some of them. But Dana, Mr. January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Dana sucks ass.
Which one is he? Is he the one in the cowboy hat or is he the one in the shirt?
Oh, that guy sucks too. He's the one in the American flag shirt.
Yeah, there's a guy in a cowboy hat. There's a guy in an American flag shirt. Like, they're coming in strong.
Dana's the one who was sending her Facebook messages, right?
Yes.
About, like, what do you want with my cousin
or whatever. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Dana. And I thought he was a woman until he had the talk with her, like, on video chat. And then the sister is the one who was like, don't get married at this date because we're going to be out of town.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
And she was really offended by that.
Yes. Even though she seemed really nice. She seemed like the only person who was actually nice in person to her.
Yeah, I thought the mm-hmm. sister was nice. But Dana has just disliked Jasmine from jump. And then we meet cowboy hat guy. I forget his name.
Me too.
He's like someone's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a cousin. I don't even remember.
Or married or like by marriage. Because at one point he was like, Lori made me sign a prenup or something.
Right.
Right.
I don't know why he's there. Maybe he's just needed somewhere to sit. But he also hates Jasmine and loves America and bocce ball.
Right,
so he fits in
because he's the one who was like, Jasmine, what do you plan on doing to
Jasmine?
Prove that you want to be an American. What did he say?
A hard working American. Or what are you going to contribute as a hard working American?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what? I don't even contribute as a hardworking American. I fucking podcast and nap all day. What are you talking about?
American. Which, like, felt a little racist to me.
It was. And they're definitely trying to intimidate her and make Jasmine feel stupid. But the reality is, and Jasmine said this in so many words, she's not stupid. She's very smart. And she speaks English better than them, probably.
Yeah.
Also, Jasmine has like two degrees. I'm pretty sure she has a master's degree. She's a former teacher, speaks several languages, you know, and it's crazy because I'm sure she's more educated, has had better jobs, and speaks more languages than everyone at that table.
She's crazy, but she's very smart.
Yes. She's passionate.
She's very passionate.
As all geniuses are. She's passionate.
But then Gino tells his brother or whoever about the butt implant money.
That was like, so stupid.
Why bring that up? If you're trying to make a good impression of Jasmine, why would you bring that up? Stupid.
TV. He's doing it for TV, I think.
Doing it for TV.
Yeah. I hate that he allowed himself to do that. I hate because his relatives, his like family is just looking for reasons to hate Jasmine. Yeah,
of course.
Even though I do agree that spending $10,000 on butt implants is crazy and she shouldn't have done that.
No.
And he lies about the price too, which is funny. Like if you're going to tell him at least, what did he say? Like $2,000 or something?
He said $4,000.
$4,000. Yeah.
He brought it down. He brought down the price. The price does keep changing because first it was $10,000.
Right.
Then it was, actually it was like $8,000 because Dane spent $2,000. Then it was $6,000 and now it's down to $4,000. Regardless, like Jasmine got ass implants. We don't even know how much
they still need to settle. I think I'm sure they'll look great in the end, but I think they're still settling.
It's also so unclear to me how much money Gino actually makes.
I know, right?
Like, I can't figure it out. I would love to know what, like, he's an engineer, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I get that he is someone who's very cheap and thrifty, just judging on what the state of his house looks like, what his decor choices look like.
Yeah, he lives in like a condo-ish type thing.
Yeah.
It's like an apartment condo thing.
It's some kind of condo that he owns.
And
he clearly doesn't like to spend money on food.
It's very cheap. Engineers make like $150,000 a year.
I bet he's making that much. And it's very cheap
$300,000
to live there too.
So he probably has like a decent savings.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like to spend money.
Yes.
Except on hats.
Did you see his hat rack in his wall of hats in his apartment?
On his door.
That's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, he must. Where do they? Okay, engineer salary, Michigan. I like can't look down because my neck is fucked.
Did he work at like Ford or some car with some of the one car company that's there? Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who Who knows?
At the low end, it's 90, 65 to 90. At the high end, it's 150 to 300. At least.
Yeah. And it's a lot less expensive to live where he lives in Canton. So
Yeah. I mean, if he's in a condo, it's probably like, what, like a $30,000? I mean, you can get a mansion there for $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And it turns out Jasmine's really good at bocce ball, too.
She is. We're going to play bocce ball.
Bocce.
Jasmine.
Yeah. I like how she kind of did like a bend and snap when she threw the bocce ball.
Can we talk about the dress? The dress she
Oh my God.
She's like, I'm gonna Gino's family, they want me to wear something conservative. She puts on this ass hugging tit exposing,
it's like freezing outside,
slinky knit sweater dress.
Yeah.
And she's so like, this is the most conservative thing I own.
I like how she toned down her makeup, though.
It's so crazy. Also, I saw on Reddit, someone was like, she does not have alopecia. She just has hair missing from having extensions so much, which I have had extensions. And if you don't take care of them properly, they do pull out your hair when you're removing them and stuff. So I don't think she has alopecia. I think that she has hair, like her hair is thinning from having extensions so much, like really heavy extensions on her head.
Yeah, interesting. Possible. It's
that's
possible.
My gut. But
what do you guys think about Jasmine's current look, like this iteration of her face and hair?
I like the hair. I like the bangs. I think she needs to cool it on the lips. I don't know, she looks so different compared to like two seasons ago. It's like a totally different face.
I think the boobs are a little too big.
Yeah, the boobs are big.
I just want her to be happy and confident.
yeah
I really want her to just feel good about herself. She's doing OnlyFans now.
Oh, she right. is.
Oh, we found her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here to please you every single day.
Yeah, every day she
posts. I'm your internet girlfriend.
Wow.
And she had like a few hundred likes on each post. So that means she's like making pretty good money probably.
I mean, I hope she makes enough money to redecorate that condo.
Oh my God.
Yeah, or at least get the mold out. So, I mean... Oh, so she must. How long is it on the visa until you can start working and making money? So that
you have to get a green card.
Oh, so she must have a green card now.
I think it takes at least 6 months.
Because they're still together. I don't see them breaking up. I don't know if they're married right now. They must be. Because it's 90 Day Fiancé. They have to get married at the end of 90 days.
Oh, yeah. So they must be married now.
They must be married. I know that they're still together. I feel like this couple is in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like as demented as their relationship is, they do genuinely love each other in some twisted way.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And I
think they mutually benefit somehow.
Yeah. And I do wonder because, like, I read 90 Day Fiancé Reddit religiously and I read all the takes, and there are a lot of people on Reddit who think that this relationship, or at least like the fights that they do on the show, are fake.
Yeah.
And I wonder about that. I go back and forth because it was, I mean, then Jasmine has to be like an Academy Award winning actress, in my opinion.
Right. They're not that good at acting.
That level of crying that she does in the car after the bocce ball with the lip gloss was like,
oh my God,
Jesse Pinkman level of hysterical crying.
That was crazy.
So intense.
Sobbing with her head against the fucking window. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah. So, Rachel, something interesting is that most of the people who listen to our 90 Day podcast do not watch the show. So I know they all call into our mailbag and tell us that. So for those of you who don't know, they're driving home from bocce ball, Gino and Jasmine, and Jasmine like puts her hand in the side.
She drops her phone.
Yeah, or something. And then she picks it back up and sees a lip gloss that isn't hers.
And she goes, what is this?
What is this?
And he goes, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He gets this look on his face where he's like, fuck, this is going to turn out horrible. Like, you just know. He's like,
and what? She is at an 11 already. Like,
oh,
already she's at an 11. And she's like, are you cheating on me, Gino? And he's like, I'm not cheating on you, Jasmine. Like,
no, I'm not.
I'm not cheating on you.
I was dying. The way they talk to each other is so funny. Yeah, she's hysterical.
And it's crazy.
He's like, you found a lip gloss and you're acting like there's like a world war.
Like there's a murder. You're acting like it's a murder.
She really is. Like, I've never seen someone cry that hard.
Yeah.
Because Jasmine is all... she's just purely reactive. She is a reactive personality. She never can calmly question a situation. She goes from 0 to 100.
Yeah, it's really crazy
every time.
And he's like, it could be a co-workers that fell. And she's like, you hang out with your co-workers? And he's like, yeah, I do.
It's and then she leaps. She didn't know that though.
Well, then she makes the leap. Oh, you're having an affair with your co-worker.
Yeah.
There's no questions. There's never any follow-up questions. It's just accusations.
Right. And it's like, as you have Valentine's Day dinner with your ex who also plays for your butt implants. It's just
so crazy.
Bizarre. I feel like it's her lip gloss and she forgot.
That's what that's what I assume too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Or I can also imagine maybe Gino having some sort of sugar baby kind of escort situation in the car.
You don't know.
People on Reddit posited that it could have been a sugar baby.
Really?
They were like,
okay. Genius.
They were like, this could have been an escort or a sugar baby's lip gloss that was there like from 5 years ago and he forgot about it.
Because it was like deep under the seat. Like she was digging for her phone.
Right. Although it did seem really, I mean, God, if this like really went down the way it did, producers must have been so excited that she just happened to find this lip gloss.
And that's where people are like, is it scripted? I don't know. I don't care.
I don't want to believe it is. And I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé looking to see if things are scripted.
I
take everything completely face value when I watch.
Oh, me too. No, this is like a documentary. This is a National Geographic documentary.
I agree.
But then Jasmine, she says she's going back to Panama and she doesn't ever want to see him again. She's like sobbing in the parking lot. It's freezing.
And he's like, yeah, you're going. You're getting an Uber and a hotel.
And a hotel room.
You're going to stay in a hotel room.
Either of those things will happen. I'm sure they just both go home and
everything's fine.
Burn out. Yeah, I'm sure.
It is raining sideways and she is bare-legged in her little booties with no socks. And she's, I want to go home. And she drops her phone. The camera zooms in on her phone.
She leaves her phone there.
She leaves it.
She leaves it.
She's in full fight or flight. She's
really bad.
Yeah. She's in like running from a bear mode. She is not grounded in reality. But we know they're still together. So mazel tov to the happy couple. Then super couple Clayton and Anali. She arrives from Peru, and sorry, I somehow signed up in some sort of website I went to that now gives me like pop-ups every time the website updates. That.
You gotta.
Yeah, I don't know how I do that. Yeah, it was like now I was like Jason Momoa stuns in new, and I was like, what?
Oh, in what?
I know. That's why I was like, I had to pause to click. So she arrives from Peru. Clayton is worried about her going through the airports because of the language difference. They're both wearing shirts with their. With their partners on them.
This is giving Rebecca and Zied.
Yes.
Oh my fucking God. I forgot about that.
I miss them.
Beautiful.
They need to come back. Much
are they
beautiful.
Still together?
I don't know.
We gotta look.
Yeah, look them up on Instagram.
Have to be together.
I really enjoyed them on the show.
I work so much work.
I'm so sexy, Rebecca.
I work so work. Oh, it doesn't look like it.
No?
They broke up?
Wait, no. Let's see here. What am
they
I got.
They were married, right?
Did he go back to Tunisia?
I don't. Oh, wait. Here's Ziad. September 29. What? September, October, November. So, yeah, maybe they are still together.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, as of September, it seems like they're still together.
Okay.
Well, good. I liked Rebecca.
Oh, October 1st. Yeah. So she like heavily filtered her photos. And
that was the picture he had on his shirt of like her
right.
catfish.
her catfish photo. And then he saw her at the airport and was like, interesting. Oh, and yeah. when they would FaceTime, she would like turn the lights down low. And like blur, put like Vaseline over her camera and stuff. It was interesting. But yeah, Clayton and Ollie also have shirts of each other.
The shirt says "Te amo el infinito."
I love you forever.
I love you forever.
Yeah.
Infinity.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Genius.
Now Clayton is one of two couples in this season of 90 Day Fiancé who actually speak the language of their partners.
I know.
And wow, I'm wondering if after so many seasons of this show and seeing that goddamn translator app all the time, if participants have finally realized, okay, I know I'm going to embarrass myself a lot on this show, but at least I can control this one aspect, and that is by actually learning the language
right.
of my fiance.
That's a yeah. great point.
Because Ashley speaks Spanish as well, yeah. and Clayton speaks Spanish. Danielle, who we'll get to when we talk about the other way, she actually speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
For those who haven't watched the original episodes, the first few seasons, like no one speaks their partner's language, and they all just communicate over Google Translate.
They don't even learn like a few words. Like they just refuse to, and it's crazy.
It's insufferable. Crazy. So like, yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if like, I mean, I think you'd want to know. You'd want to know some, at least some phrases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duolingo, baby.
Even Clayton's mom tried, as we'll get to.
Oh my god,
you yeah, made Melissa, an effort.
Do you want to keep going with Clayton and Anali?
So Clayton, he's bringing this giant bouquet of flowers to the airport, and he's like, you know, I never buy flowers because like they just die, and I feel like that's a bad representation of it's like, okay, you're just cheap.
It's not for you, Clayton. It's for the other person. They might like flowers.
Yeah.
Also, he could be like, I never buy flowers because she's in another country. Like, at least say that or something. Don't sell yourself out. Yeah.
And so they meet at the airport, and he got her a mug that says, what does it say? It says, guinea pigs, we're not food. Is that what it says?
Yes. Is he really worried she's going to eat the guinea pig?
Apparently.
Does she have an insatiable thirst for guinea pigs?
I guess it'd be like having chickens running around the house.
But I mean, I eat chicken and I can go see a chicken and not tear its head off and start eating it.
Yeah. To me, that's no different than like if someone had a pet pig, you wouldn't be like, we need to butcher the pig and make bacon.
Yeah, it's just so weird.
Just can't stop like salivating at the pig.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon. Where
you
just
look at it,
it
has like, it's roasting over a spit with an apple in its mouth.
Like, I think he wants to eat the guinea pig.
Yeah.
He doth protest too much.
He's so afraid. Can I just say that I've seen a lot of people hate on the names of these guinea pigs, and I actually think Baby Pig is a really good name.
Yeah, it's Baby.
I think it's
and
perfect.
Is it Coco?
One of them's Coco and the other one's Baby Pig, but I've seen a lot of hate about Baby Pig's name, and I personally love it.
My boyfriend Adam named his cat Adam Jr.
That's perfect. That's a perfect name for a cat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Baby Pig's perfect. I like it. Weird names for animals.
Yeah.
So they get to the apartment and she's like, huh, this is interesting. There's more room for the cages for the guinea pigs than there is room for the humans. She's like, it's a little backwards.
Cramped. Yeah.
It's cramped. Right.
It's cramped in there for sure.
It is cramped. And their storage locker is full to the brim, as we've seen.
Yeah, they're going to have to get another one.
Yeah. So she meets the mom. And the mom is so awkward. She's like staring at her, has this like weird smile on her face, and is like, she says, mucho gusto, which is nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And then she says, te amo, which means I love you.
Do you think she knew that?
I don't know. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she thought it was like a thing to say, like
maybe
a nice
she
thing
said, like,
to
how
say.
Are you? Maybe that's right. What she thought it said. Nice to meet you. I love you. It's so weird.
And Anna Lee like looks at her like, okay.
She didn't say it back.
Okay.
And then she clocks that it's weird immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The mom's vibe is like Clayton's her ex or something. And like the new girlfriend. It's like a sister wives vibe or something. It's weird.
I can't tell if the mom is just so uncomfortable on camera or if that's just her personality.
Yeah, I don't
she's
know.
So,
I don't know.
She just, every scene she's in, she's like so, she doesn't say much. She really doesn't say much. She doesn't even crack a joke. Like, yeah, I know I live in my son's closet. I know it's weird.
Yeah.
This is temporary. She's like, doesn't even crack a joke. She's just like there saying, nice to meet you. I love you.
We'll post the still. She's a interesting looking woman.
Yeah.
A little cartoonish.
She is.
So it's, I can't.
She's an
I don't
interesting,
know. Yeah,
interesting
she's
lady.
An interesting looking woman. Yeah.
And apparently there's no dining room table there or a couch in this apartment.
Right. There's nowhere to sit.
Nowhere
you can
to sit
only
or
stand
eat.
Or lie. You can only stand. I wouldn't want to eat in this apartment just because I know how this apartment probably smells.
Oh, for
I
sure.
Know.
Yeah, like guinea pig pellets
and
dog shit.
Like Clayton probably eats at his like desk where his computer is.
Right.
And the mom eats like probably on her bed in her
hidey hole.
In her hidey hole.
She's sprawled out in there isolating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
Does the mom ever leave the house? Does she ever like go do stuff or does she
I'm
just
wondering.
Hang out
I feel
at
like
the house?
She must have like depression or something.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't imagine being at her age wanting, like, willingly being like, this is acceptable. I'm just going to hang out in this closet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly there's some sort of mental health something issue going on there. If you're a hoarder, you live with your son and you live in a closet.
Right. She's a hoarder.
Like,
right.
You're not living your best life.
Something happening
happened.
Here.
Yeah, something is happening.
Those granola
and
bars.
She was reading the Bible. I noticed when they on the first time we met her when she was in the hidey hole. So something's going on with her.
Something's she's good. Seeking something.
Yes, yeah, she's seeking
something, and I hope
she's a spiritual seeker.
I hope she finds it. Yeah. I really hope because at this point we don't know. We haven't seen much of the mom yet, but we. At this point, she seems like a perfectly nice person.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Not a mean bone in her body.
Right. As of now, never know. You never know. She might say something horrendous on the tell-all. That could happen.
That's true.
That's happened before where your opinion of someone just goes 180.
Oh, okay. At the tell-all. Yeah, you milkshake duck. Yeah, you have reunion ducked.
But as so of then now.
As of now, she's.
She's fine.
Fine.
Yeah. She's just kind of a weirdo.
I can see her getting like really jealous.
Yeah, oh, interesting.
She's in love with her son, kind of, is the vibe I get.
She's very attached to him. That's
the vibe
for
I get is she might have tucked him in a little bit too tight.
Damn, Allie. I do think there's an attachment there. I do think there's an unhealthy codependency happening here with the son and the mom.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, there's something. So,
and the son doesn't have friends either. He has that one friend.
He's that one friend.
Yeah, there's something weird happening in this house. I'm telling you, there's
city?
A horror movie vibes in this house.
What city are they in again?
Hell, I don't
is it
know.
Minneapolis?
They're in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
They're in Kentucky, but I don't know what city. It's some small town. And she remarked as they're driving back from the airport to house. She's like, yeah, this is what I, like, she knew what she was getting into. She actually, unlike some people, she actually Googled
and
looked around at the area. She knew she wasn't going to Manhattan.
Yeah.
She knew that's not what she signed up for. She truly loves Clayton.
Yeah.
Then they go to bed that night. And it's so, like, he wants to have sex. He's upset that they didn't have sex. She's been traveling for probably like 24 hours. And your fucking mom is, there's a wall dividing you and your mother. She doesn't want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the pudding, so she has this stuffed animal he gave her, and she puts the stuffed she puts the stuffed animal in between them in the bed as like a barrier.
Yeah,
which I did think was weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I can respect 100% being like, I have travel pussy, and for whatever reason
she didn't want
to shower. I don't know why she didn't take, it appears she didn't shower after her long ass flight, but she doesn't want to have sex. She's tired. That's totally understandable.
Yeah. 100%.
But I don't get, if you're going to marry this person, you need like a physical barrier.
Yeah.
Maybe she really thought he wasn't going to like respect the boundary and was like, this teddy bear will stop him. But I don't know. Something about it was kind of bizarre.
This is like a reoccurring theme this season, because Rob did the same thing to Sophie.
Made her have sex.
Rob basically admitted to like pressuring Sophie into fucking after she had her long ass travel day.
Crazy.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And what is it? Devin wanted to have sex with Piggy
Piggy. Devin is Piggy.
Devin is Piggy.
Nick and Piggy. Nick wanted to have sex with Devin, and
she didn't want to.
Devin was like, no, thank you. And I wouldn't want to have sex either. Like, jet lagged or after a flight. Like, no, thank you.
You just want to take a nap.
Yeah. So I don't know. Weird.
Speaking of sex, we got Ashley and Manuel.
They love fucking. They fuck all the time. Yes, they do.
That's all they have in common.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Till the room stinks.
What does she like about him, and what does he like about her? I don't understand this relationship.
Well, he likes that she's American and can get him a visa, I think,
and buys him stuff.
What she likes, I don't know, because he's a dud and a half.
He's
boring, much like Rob. He's also really boring.
He's rude, jobless. He's boring.
He's boring. He has no sympathy.
And I also don't find him physically attractive. Like, there's assholes on this show where I'm like, I get it. He's hot. I don't find Manuel physically attractive.
You can find Manuel in New York, Rochester, wherever. You can find a better looking version of him.
Like,
I don't know.
Johan is an asshole, but doesn't really bring a lot to the table. But I find him hot. Like, I get it. Manuel, I'm like, no.
I'm not into Manuel.
No.
And I do, I'm not into him. I just don't. Is this like a idealized, like, she's romanticizing her vacation bang?
She must be into
a relationship with.
Yeah.
And it's like this, they had this like whirlwind fuck fest when she traveled.
Yeah.
Like abroad. And now she's like stuck in it, and she thinks that like that fantasy is still there.
I mean, that has to be it, because otherwise, I mean, he must have been charming at some point in order to get her, I think.
Well, didn't he propose to her like within like a week? Was that him?
Because they had met like a decade prior, and then
That's also crazy that they've been together in this long distance relationship for so long.
I mean, maybe that's what it is. At some point, you just are too afraid to call it quits, and it's the only thing.
And she's probably sending him money.
Oh,
sure.
I wonder.
So, like, I have invested so much into this.
It is that like sunk cost fallacy vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do feel like she's desperately trying to convince herself that this is her soulmate and that this is going to work. Clearly, her friends don't feel that way.
No.
They do not like Manuel. Her mom doesn't like Manuel. Everyone in her life. This is a classic 90 Day Fiancé storyline.
Yes.
This is
where
such
everyone
a classic.
Everyone can see it but the person.
This storyline has all the 90 Day Fiancé hallmarks. It has the concerned best friends. It has the disapproving mother. It has the is he just there for a green card vibe.
All the secrets.
All the secrets. It has all the secrets.
Yeah. It's so strange. And maybe it's like what you're saying also is she has this whole witchy psychic background, and maybe it would go against her own ego if it turns out that this is not the right person for her.
Bingo.
Because she's
Bingo.
Like,
point.
She's like, I think this is the person for me. Psychically, I know it is. And if it's
like
wrong,
Kimberly.
Yes.
Like yeah. Kimberly. Oh,
yeah.
That is a dangerous place to be in. That is such a dangerous mentality when you are so convinced.
Twin flames.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. Is that kind of the vibe?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, kind of.
It's good.
When you're so convinced that something is like some divine spiritual manifestation, you can't logically assess the situation.
No. She's like trauma bonded to this guy.
Yeah.
Her ego won't allow her to really take stock of this man and be like, this guy is... Because the only time it appears that they're happy is when they're having sex.
It's literally the only time. They're arguing every other time.
Yeah. And also, I feel like she's using that kind of as, because she talks about sex magic. And she's like, you know, we get in fights and then it's an opportunity to have sex. And then when you're having sex, you can practice sex magic. So when you're orgasming, you focus on what you want to manifest in your relationship and your life. And I'm like,
no,
she's off the crazy train.
She's working way too hard for this guy. She's working way too hard, and he's not giving her anything back emotionally.
No, she's working both shifts,
and the friends
take a break.
The friends were asking him questions, and Manuel was like in a bad mood. And Ashley's like, "Well, he just doesn't like answering questions. What the fuck? What? Okay,
he doesn't like doing anything.
He doesn't like doing anything." They said, like, how do you feel about this? And he's like, oh, I'm so happy to be here. This is great. He said it in Spanish. And she didn't translate that to her friends because it sounded like he was like, oh, I'm happy to be in America. I'm not happy. He didn't say anything nice about Ashley. But she said to her friends. Yeah, she's like, oh, yeah, he said he's happy to see me. And be like, no, he didn't say that.
We've all been there where you're making excuses to your friends about your shitty boyfriend.
Yeah, it's like Sarper and Shekinah. Like, you don't know him like I do. Also, he literally says, you'll never fully know me because I'll always have secrets.
Everyone has secrets.
And one of the guys is like, this is my wife right here. And like, we have no secrets from each other.
She's like, I have no secrets.
It's like in relationships, you don't like keep secrets. It's one of the things.
I really enjoyed Ashley's friends for keeping it so real at the dinner. Like, I really do. Yeah. I don't dislike Ashley. I really don't. And I empathize with her in a lot of ways and it like part of that, it makes me cringe because it's like we've all kind of been there in some way or another. We've like done things like this in the pursuit of a failing relationship.
Totally.
Look, from what we've seen, I just don't think they have anything in common beyond that they love fucking each other. I don't doubt that they have great sex. But the minute he came into her apartment and he was like, I don't want the dog on the bed.
Oh, me too.
I'm not a dog person. I am not a dog person, but I am a pet person. Yes. I'm a cat person, and my cats sleep on the bed. If someone had said to me and they came in, they're like, cats can't sleep on the bed.
I'd be
and
like, it wasn't well, this like, isn't going to work.
And it wasn't like an allergic allergy thing. It was just, I don't want cats. I'd be like, this isn't going to work. We're fundamentally different.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm allergic to cats, and I encourage my boyfriend to adopt cats. I mean, like, read into that as you will. Like, maybe I was trying to end my relationship. But like,
get cats.
You should get a lot of cats.
I'm sure that Melissa and I also pressured you in the group chat at some point.
Yes, to get cats.
Yes, but tell your boyfriend to get cats.
You get a lot of cats. But like, I would never do – it's a sign, I think, of a kind of controlling, bad energy kind of vibe.
And it just shows that they're like fundamentally different.
Yeah.
He's not a touchy, like, he doesn't understand the love that she has for Rico, motherfucking Suave, her little dog. He doesn't get that that is like her child.
Yeah. He doesn't understand that vibe.
And unfortunately, we don't hear enough about the cat. I'm interested in hearing more about the cat.
Oh, yeah, more info. Well, he's afraid of cats. He thinks the first thing he says, even worse, is he's like, cats are the devil. What does he say? He's like, cats are witches.
Right.
Yeah, cats are the devil.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, correct. But that's a good thing. I hope that the animals kick his ass. And then they go to the therapist. Right, they start going to couples therapy.
I'm like, how long has he been living there? A week, and you're already going to a therapist? Like, it's not gonna work.
And you know, she's bilingual and a couples counselor, and it just still doesn't seem good because he's like, I don't want to answer anything.
Like, yeah, he's like, I don't like an answer. I don't like when Ashley asks me questions. I don't like any of this.
I don't know if it was something, if it was lost in translation or if it really was like he meant verbatim what it was translated to, but it was kind of weird when he was like, oh, when she starts yelling and going off, I just sit back and enjoy it.
That was weird.
It's creepy.
Like, I don't think he respects her. I don't think he respects Ashley. I don't think he likes her as a person.
He doesn't.
No, it's contempt. And there's no coming back from that. That's the one thing I've read, that once that develops in your relationship, there's no call it quits. There's no coming back from that.
Wow.
Yeah. So take that if you're listening. If there's contempt in your relationship, good luck to you.
It's fucked.
Nikki and Justin.
Oh boy.
They finally fucked.
They did.
And she's immediately dismissive about it. She's like, it didn't last long enough.
Right.
I'm like, this poor guy cannot.
But then later she's talking about it, and I'm like, wait, did they have sex? It's confusing what happened.
He didn't eat her out.
Yeah.
Is that what she meant?
That's what she meant.
I couldn't figure out what she meant. It was because they bleeped it.
He hasn't eaten her pussy since she came out to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has hangups about that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the way she came out to him was in a very hostile, like, she used it as like a weapon during an argument.
Right. So she weaponized it. Yeah.
He's been left traumatized by that, apparently. And she sees it. She's able to see that is like what this is about or possibly is about. This whole relationship is like so bizarre to me. And it's so hard to get beyond the fact that she renamed this guy and sort of was just like, her name is not Igor. It is Justin.
Cause he looked like Justin Timberlake.
I can't get beyond that. And to me, that's also a sign of like, okay, you don't respect this guy beyond being hot.
Control. Yeah. No, that's such a good point. Yeah. And I just feel bad. Like, I feel like she's kind of walking all over this guy, and it's very much her, and her needs being met. Right. And I don't see really where his needs are being met at all. And I really do think that he's trying. And I think that when she needs something, I do feel like he's kind of stepping up to the plate as much as he can in the time frame that he, like, as much as he can. I don't know. I'm not explaining it right. But, like, I don't know. I feel bad for him. I really think that he does have feelings for her and is trying. And maybe she's self-sabotaging. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
She does appear to... Look, there's a lot going on with Nikki. I think Nikki needs to go back to therapy and figure out what's... Because she is sabotaging this. She's self-sabotaging this because she picks fights with him.
Yeah.
She lashes mm-hmm. out at him over seemingly nothing. But she has some like deep-seated issues.
Of course.
That she needs right. to address, and she's just not. And obviously she has like, she's addicted to plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Which is like a whole other thing.
Stuff here. Yeah.
Add to the fact that this is not her first time at the rodeo in terms of reality television, which is a whole other pathology.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah.
She's been on Botched. She's been on several other shows that I forget the names of, but I know she was on Botched.
Yeah.
So, like,
and kicked off Botched for being a diva.
Oh, right.
And kicked off of Botched.
They didn't even air her episode, right? Is that what happened?
You gotta be a big diva to get kicked off of Botched.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened there?
There's some crazy people on that show.
Yeah. I used to watch that show.
Me too. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's definitely something up. And I feel bad because it's one of those things where I don't think she sees how she's kind of the creator of her own demise, starting mm-hmm. from when, like you said, like she used her coming out as kind of like a weapon in a fight and
to hurt him.
Yeah, to hurt him.
To hurt him.
She portrayed something that is not negative. She portrayed it negatively to like hurt him or hurt their relationship. And of course that had an effect on him, you know, and then she doesn't see how there are repercussions to that. And then, but she also doesn't see how he's trying to get over it because he genuinely does like care about her.
I do think he does care about her, whether he's in this relationship, like whether he's in a healthy place. That's debatable. Totally. I really don't know. But I do think he does have some kind of attachment to her.
Wasn't he? They started dating when they were like 17 or something.
17 or 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's yeah.
He was really young.
Yeah. Yeah, and she sends him money for petrol.
I can't believe that he had plastic surgery.
He had his nose done. That's what he said. I want to see. Job.
But that picture of him when he's 17, it doesn't, his nose doesn't look big.
If he did have any work done, I want to know who this doctor is because they did an excellent job.
He probably went to Turkey.
Paul Sarper.
Yeah, he probably went to Turkey for some work done, but he looks great. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, they are. I think that I don't know if they're going to work romantically. I think that maybe like a friendship in the future or something, but I don't know.
I don't know.
But he does take her to meet the friends, and that is a whole ordeal.
She really just goes into her entire life history, just talks about being
a Statler.
Yeah,
she pulls a Statler.
She has verbal diarrhea all mm-hmm. over these strangers. Mm-hmm.
She reveals a lot.
Yeah, she reveals a lot. She used to be a sex worker. She talks about how she was she had worries about being unhoused, so she would do sex work for dinner and a place to stay and things like that, which is no shade, no judgment, anything like that. That's a lot to share with
the
first time you meet them.
But to be fair, the friends are like pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was really happy. I was so like, thank God that this mm-hmm. woman that she was sort of commiserating with at the bar seemed so nice.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
And was so patient with Nikki and just like not treating her like a freak.
Patience, a great word.
She was very patient and understanding. Mm-hmm. And they had like a discussion together about why Justin wasn't eating her pussy. And she was like, she was cool. That girl, Roxy's cool. I like Roxy.
Yeah. Nikki's like, quick question. Do men in Moldova eat pussy?
And she was like
while they're ordering drinks. She's like, yeah, they do eat pussy.
Oh, I thought she said no.
No, she said, they do. And that sent Nikki spiraling because then she's like, oh, well, your friend, he's not eating my snatch. So like, that's a problem. And God bless Roxy. She's like, takes a deep breath and she's like, you need to talk to him about this. Yeah.
I mean, his friends are very, very sweet, especially because what we have learned and know about Moldova is that it's very traditional and very conservative. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, Igor is kind of like outside of that bubble, but we're very lucky that this didn't go fully awry. Yeah.
Could have been bad.
Yeah. We're lucky it wasn't Andre's friends.
Well, that's what I keep thinking about. Andre is also from Moldova. And I'm like, wow, what a, like,
what a difference.
What a difference.
Stark difference between Andre and Justin / Igor.
Because I think those are probably, like, the Andres are probably the people that Igor wants to protect Nikki from, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just, it's interesting. So that was pretty much it, right?
Was it? Yeah, that was pretty much it.
That was it.
Yeah. Then finally, we have Devin and Nick. Devin is meeting Nick's parents, who actually seem really, really nice.
Sweet. Last week he was like, yeah, my dad is like strict and conservative or whatever. My mother's a serious career woman or something. And you're like, oh, fuck, these parents are going to be fucking mean. But they're so nice.
No, they were really nice.
And the first shot that we had of them last week was like a shot of them from behind, like in the rain, and it was like dark and shadowy. And I'm like, oh God, this is gonna.
And they turn around, really they're bad. Like, "Hey, and you're like, "Wait, what? These are like nice, normal parents." And the dad says to Devin, "Like, oh, you look so pretty and skinny."
Yeah,
if someone said that to me, I'd be like, "I'll love you forever." Like, thank you. It's so nice.
It's just. It's that when someone's like, Nick, what is your girlfriend like? He says chubby or something. Because like, why else would you say that? Why else would you say you look skinny?
It was like Teyamo.
Yes.
But it was kind of like the same vibe of like, that's such a weird thing to say.
Yeah, Hi, nice to meet you.
You're so skinny.
It's really like a Jewish grandmother thing to say.
No, I thought his parents were really sweet. I felt really bad for Devin in this situation. Nick must have had to have been the one to convince her to do the show, right?
Yeah.
There's no way that she came up with this idea to go on 90 Day Fiancé because she does not want to be on camera.
No, she has bad anxiety. You can tell. She has really bad anxiety.
Like, I feel bad for her.
They went to a restaurant to meet the family, and she's just like, she looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they ask her, like, if she knows any Korean words.
Yeah. And she's just silent.
She's like, I don't want to answer. I don't want to talk about it. And she's just like, and then she starts crying, and the parents are so nice. They're like, well, what's wrong? Like, tell us what's wrong. Is everything okay? And she's just like hiding her face. And I feel so bad for her. Cause like, I know that feeling, like the lights are all bright. You're meeting someone's, you're in a different country for the first time. And she just fully just had an anxiety attack.
She shut down completely. Yeah. And did she talk about it on TikTok or in an Instagram post or something? Devin was like, yes, I know I come off really fucking weird on this show. Here's what was going down. I was drinking heavily just to get through the filming. I was exhausted during all of the interviews. And I gained a bunch of weight because I had so much anxiety. And because I gained a bunch of weight, I didn't feel comfortable in my body.
And she has TMJ apparently, and she was off of her medication. So that's why she sounded like she was slurring her words.
Right.
Because her speech was a little off.
There was a whole slew of stuff going on with Devin during the filming of this. I just can't imagine that she was the one that was like, hey, let's go on this really popular reality show.
So
a couple of bimbos can tear me to shreds later.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think that Nick is the one who proposed doing this because he seems very outgoing.
Yes.
Yeah. And we are team Devin on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just because she she wore sweats on the airplane flight like a
She's
normal
relatable.
Human being. Yeah.
I can't believe people gave her shit about that.
That's crazy. That's the craziest thing of all time.
I'm wearing sweatpants if I'm going on an internet. I'm wearing sweatpants on a domestic flight.
I'm wearing sweatpants right now.
I am too.
I wear sweatpants 99% of my life. Yeah,
when aren't I sweatpants? Is the real
sweatpants
question.
Right now.
I'm honestly hardly ever not in sweatpants. So,
like, have you been on an airplane recently? That shit is so uncomfortable.
I have never worn jeans on an flight. No.
It's crazy that people used to be like, get really dressed up for
wearing
flights.
Like a suit and heels.
Yeah. And like
heels in the airport.
Stuff. Oh, my God. That's
you know
nuts.
What? I do wish there was a vaping section on the airplane. That's like one thing they could really, really fix for me.
Melissa, you'll know who this person is. This is that guy I used to date who you know. He's very tall. But we went on a flight once and he was vaping. And I was like, you're going to get us fucking kicked off this flight. And no one saw, thank God. But he like vaped a few times. And I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Someone did that sitting next to me on a flight once. Like, five years ago, I was just flying. Some random dude was like underneath a blanket. I was like, what are you doing?
That's what he was doing. This was like 8 years ago or like 9 years ago. So I don't think they were like as on top of it.
Right.
But I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, I was so upset. Anyways, needless to say, he turned out to be crazy. Okay. But he's married now. Congrats.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, 90 Day the Other Way, Season 5, Episode 19, Owing Pain.
When is this season going to end? I see no end in sight. We're
okay,
gonna go
I don't know
30
either.
Episodes.
This season is going to the end of the year.
Are you serious?
I learned this from Reality Gaze that this season is going till the end of the year. And they actually pointed out something that rocked me to my core the other day. They reminded us on their podcast that this is the same season as Julio and Kirsten. They were on this season.
Wait. Oh my God, I forgot about them.
That's the
oh
same
my God,
season.
Wait, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Wait.
Wait, yeah, the Swedish?
They brought in they brought in Shakina and Sarper because Julio and Kristen were so boring.
And they ended.
This was the same season?
This is the same season.
Holy, that was like years ago.
Doesn't that feel years ago?
Wait, that's...
Because last season, the other way, it lasted 15 or 16 episodes, including the three-part reunion. And we're on episode 19. Next week, there's a wedding.
Right.
So we're starting to gear down towards the end. But man,
I think what's made this season of The Other Way and this season of OG 90 Day Fiancé feel so weird to me is that in both of these shows, there have been every couple has been so staggered. You know what I mean? They keep bringing in new people throughout the season.
And pace it out.
It's just so it doesn't feel like a cohesive season. So that's why when they said on their show, oh, this is the same season as Kirsten and Julio, I was like, no way.
That's
no way.
So crazy.
I totally forgot.
I guess it's been
too.
Like four or five. Oh my God.
That's fucking scary, man.
I was scared. Like, they're going to be on the tell all, but it's going to feel
amazing. I would not be like, who are these people?
I would remember them.
Yeah.
I already didn't remember them. It took me a second.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's dark.
And there's still another couple coming, a new couple's coming to 90 Day.
Oh my god, incarnation. This is the craziest seasons of all time.
Well, who are we talking about?
Kim and TJ.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. House rules. Time to go over the house rules.
Yeah. Well, we said this last time. She's back in America now.
Right. She posted on her Instagram.
Yeah, apparently she could not take it.
We don't know the details.
Get out of the kitchen.
I'm sure she's saving it for the reunion, but she's no longer there.
Good. Yeah. Good.
I agree.
Good.
I think she's nasty ass.
She hated
energy. Yeah. So do you want to take this one, Melissa?
Yeah. So now they're married. They live together. And the mother has to go over the house rules for her specifically. Yeah. She has to wake up early between 6 and 6:30 a.m. It's basically all cleaning. It's all cleaning and cooking. Those are the entire rules. And they don't leave dirty dishes in the sink overnight. Oof. Which is
I hate dishes.
I get it. But then she's like, I hate dishes. She doesn't like touching them because other people have left their saliva all over them.
Sweeping.
Yeah.
Does she like anything? She's never having a good time.
She doesn't like anything.
She's always having a bad time.
Yeah, she's a stinky, stinky attitude.
A stinky, stinky attitude.
And it's about to get stinkier.
That's for sure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So yeah, she's like, I don't want to do dishes. And TJ is like, apparently before they got married, TJ told her like, oh, don't worry about any of these, you know, wife duties or whatever. Like, it's fine. You don't have to do them. But it turns out he pretty much lied to her about this. Because the mom's like, no, this is what you have to do. And she's like, wait a minute. What? Like,
why didn't she watch? Not that I'm excusing him, because I do think TJ sucks in his own way.
Yes.
But why didn't this woman watch Jenny and Sumit's seasons before?
She has. Like, did you see it when she was like talking shit about Jenny and Sumit?
I heard, but I don't know what she said.
She just said like they're fake and their storyline is fake and it's all like scripted and all this like weird stuff.
Like,
I don't believe that. First of all, I believe that Jenny and Sumit are soulmates.
Yeah, they're the greatest love story of our time.
It is the greatest love story
100%
ever.
Believe it.
When she broke his penis doing tantric sex, I thought that's true love.
It's so true.
They really
love.
Are. They fight for each other.
Jenny hates India. She hates living. She hates his family. His family hates her.
Yeah.
He catfished her before she was there. This is true love.
Exactly. Oh, his whole family disowned him for dating a 7-year-old woman from Palm Springs.
They kidnapped him. Do you remember that season where they kidnapped the meat?
Yeah. It's all deranged.
No. You can't break up true love like that.
Yeah.
Kim is allowed in the kitchen now because she was not allowed in the kitchen before.
Yeah.
So she goes in there.
Kim is always just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's, no one's explaining
she
it to me.
She always hates. She's like, no, but I need to know what is going on before it happens. And he's like, okay, we're going to the kitchen. Like, what more do you need to know?
To the next room.
What more do you need to know? So they're burning cow dung in a little Tupperware container. It's just cow dung, and they're burning it. And Yash keeps saying it has antimicrobial properties, and is just
cows are God.
Are God?
India.
Yes,
they're sacred.
So yeah, so it's a religious ceremony, which I totally understand.
Sure.
From the American point of view, I can also understand how that can be seen as unhygienic to do in a kitchen.
Sure.
I see both sides of that for sure.
She's overreacting to this. It's like a religious thing. Like, I would be like, okay, but I wouldn't want to be rude and be like, ew, that's disgusting.
It's like one of these things where you just marry into a culture without understanding or respecting the culture. It's so bizarre to me.
Just let the mom burn the cow shit. Let
her
husband sprinkle the piss. And then when they leave,
clean it up. Yeah.
Don't use that pot anymore that she wiped the shit rag on.
Just make everyone happy and don't do a, no pun intended, stink. And then just like figure it out once they're done. You know?
And she's like so upset with this towel that's being used to clean the counter that was being used to clean out the wok or something.
Yeah. Her phrasing is so bad. It's just, she could just say, hey, you know, she could clean it again after the mom cleans it. Because she uses the mom uses the towel that she used to clean the cow dung to clean the countertop.
Yes. Which is gross.
Sure.
So, but she like throws a fit instead of being like, TJ, could you tell your mom in the future, let's use a different towel to be sanitary.
She's so
rude. And then Kimberly could have just redone it herself, you know?
Yeah.
But instead she does a whole ordeal. I understand. I mean, it's easy to say when it's not happening to me how one should handle it, you know?
But this has been the entire time.
It's the entire time.
It's just it's the same thing with her. I'm so sick of
her personality.
Her personality is, she's just a pill. She's never having a good time. Not even at her, even at the wedding, it's
which
like
was she, looked so fucking fun.
Yeah, she's just never having fun, and I just don't. I mean, she's another, like we said earlier, this guy came to her in some kind of psychic dream.
Yeah.
So no matter what else happened between then and now, she convinced herself he's my destiny.
Their soulmates, right?
Which is deranged.
Yeah, and she's deranged. I do think he is hot, though. I will say
he
that.
Is
I think
so
he and his mother are hot.
He is.
Good
looking.
Well, Melissa. Okay,
hot.
Melissa.
Just saying, very good looking.
A couple who are not hot, Mary and Brandon.
God.
I read something horrible.
I read this about the monkey.
Okay, the monkey's been released.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, the monkey has been released because I was really upset about it, and I'm very happy that
I was about to get my ass over there.
So for those who don't watch the show, they had...
the monkey's been released.
The monkey's been released. Mary had... In one of the shots, they saw like a monkey was chained to a tree.
Yeah.
That they kept as like a pet or something, and there was like no food or water. And people were like, what the fuck is this? What is this monkey? Why is this monkey? And then Statler.
It was Statler, yeah.
Yeah, she said something and called them out. And so they've released the monkey. It's no longer
Thank
there.
God.
I've heard that they've released the monkey. Obviously, people were like, why do you have... And Brandon
Why had said like, well, the monkey was terrorizing the village, so we had to change. It's like, no, that's a wild animal.
Yeah, you're terrorizing the village.
That's the monkey village.
Yeah, exactly. That's what really pisses me off when people are like, these, like in LA on Nextdoor, people are always like, there's coyotes everywhere.
Yeah, it's their fucking land.
You built your house around coyotes, you know, right. Why are you freaking out for?
Go live in Santa Monica if you don't want coyotes.
Yeah, it's just, it's so weird to me. Anyways, so they're going to get married tomorrow, whenever tomorrow is when this filming was. But they get into a huge fight about money as usual. And Mary runs away to church and Brandon's mom, who's cool, a sober queen, or at least she seems cooler than she did at first.
Right.
Brandon tells her where to find Mary, and she's sunburned.
She's so sunburned.
So sunburned.
Yeah. Oh, this lady, poor forehead.
Well,
she's a redhead.
Oh, she's a redhead.
I know.
This lady needs to put on some real sunscreen.
Wear a hat. She's a hat.
She's too close to the equator. She's not meant to be this close to the equator when you're a redhead.
She is burnt.
Yeah. And they, it's like the same old shit. Brandon's playing video games and the electric bill is due and they can't pay it. But like, how are they going to have a baby? And they don't have
any money. It's really nuts.
Yeah. And the mom says to Mary, because Mary's like, I'm 50-50 about marrying Brandon. And the mom says, I've heard that you don't marry the person you can live with. You marry the person you can't live without. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay.
But don't tell Mary that because she's psychotic.
Well, yeah. That's the thing. I was like, don't tell that to someone who's trauma bonded.
Right.
Because they're going to be like, I can't live without this person.
Oh, okay. I get it. I can't live without them then. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You don't say that to an emotionally unhealthy person.
Right.
You know, because they think they can't live without this person who's like ruining their life, you know? So I was like, maybe good advice. Kind of to someone who's healthy or like secure, but not.
Yeah,
I don't know. This is not good advice for everyone, especially not them.
I mean, she's given pretty good advice. Like she seems. What's crazy is the mom was like, "What? She was an addict, and she just wasn't in Brandon's life pretty much at all."
Yeah, right. Foster care, I think. The kids.
Yeah, and she seems like pretty cool. Like she's really owned up to her mistakes and has clearly done therapy. So, I don't know.
She seems like she's in recovery because she's definitely seems has self-awareness and she does seem like that.
She's keeping her cool in an uncool situation.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever felt this uncomfortable.
Right. It's so
watching
dark.
A couple like it is to me. This is the darkest 90 Day Fiancé storyline that we've ever had. And I feel physically sick watching them.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like
it's like Paul and Carini.
Times 100.
Because at least with Paul and Carini, there were moments of like extreme comedy because it was so absurd, even though that was also an incredibly dark storyline. But this is just darkness.
Nothing good. There's no good moments.
Yeah, no levity.
No good moments at all. It's really.
Neither of them have like a quirky personality. They're just
codependent.
It's so dark. Mary is so mentally ill. Brandon is so mentally ill. They have no business being together, let alone having a child. Together.
Yeah,
which my heart sunk when I found out, when we all found out on Reddit
that
she was pregnant.
Yeah. I worry. I feel like this is gonna like a murder suicide situation or something. Like it has dark.
It's dark. You know?
I've learned like months before the show told us, but whenever like the online because they like broke their NDA.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Are they? They're not on next season, or they're not.
Yeah, they're like, not going to be on again.
They're not going to be on any. Or
so
they're
not
going to
be making money from the show.
When I learned that. He had gotten her pregnant or that they had and that they had gotten married. I was like, this is going to end so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. It's going to be really, really bad.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
I think. Yeah.
I don't even want to like speak it into the universe, but like, I just cannot see anything but tragedy happening.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. It's dark.
It is weird. It is interesting, though, in the past few episodes, we haven't gotten any of the Mary is like her hyper possessiveness.
No, I think she's too depressed.
Is that, do you guys think that's what it is? Oh, is that she's too depressed?
I think she's worn out, too depressed. And I think there's nothing to be possessive on because he's just home and on the like computer or on the whatever it is he's playing.
Right. That's a good point.
Yeah. I think that she's just like over it. And she's probably run down from being pregnant. I mean, Melissa, are you like super tired?
Yeah, I slept a lot.
Yeah, she's probably just like dragged out.
Yeah, she's exhausted probably and just like doesn't. And she said she's like, I don't want to be stressed out because it's bad for the baby. So she's like trying to just like, I don't know.
Yeah, this poor woman.
They make me sick.
Yeah, it's bad. They shouldn't be on TV.
It's not fun.
It's not fun to watch.
It's not fun for me.
It's not fun for me.
Not fun for me. One couple who is kind of fun for me, though, Shekinah and Sarper.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you want to get into Shekinah and Sarper, Melissa?
So Sarper and Shekinah meet Sarper's parents. They go to have lunch.
Yeah.
At this lovely place. And the parents are like, they start talking about kids, and the parents want to have grandchildren.
Oh boy.
And they like ask Shekinah, like, how do you feel about it? And she's like, I don't think so. You know, I don't think I'm gonna have kids.
Yeah.
And then the mom says, well, yeah, because pregnancy is hard for women. And the dad says, but it's her job.
Oh God.
And I'm like, oh, that's where he gets it from.
Yeah.
That's where he gets it from. And the mom's like, well, yeah, if the man you love really wants a child, then you should sacrifice. And the dad's like, exactly. No, 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 no. That's not. What are you talking about? Also, Sarper's their only kid, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why he wants a kid so bad.
And he's like mid 45 or something. Like, 43
and she's 41 and her child is pretty much grown.
Yeah, she's a grown-ass kid already.
Yeah.
And she's 41, so...
Right.
Now she's gonna have to, do in vitro? And, like,
all
possibly?
Yeah.
You might not be able to, naturally or whatever, have a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you should have thought of this earlier. This is on him.
This is
not on her.
Totally on him.
Yeah.
Also, he has a kid.
Well, he deleted
the email. He deleted
the email, but why doesn't he need to find the kid if he really wants to be a dad that bad?
Yeah, go honestly, get an IT tech and find the kid.
Get that Hotmail account back.
If I was that kid and I saw that was who my dad was, I would be like, I am never meeting that guy.
Yeah, no. What would you do? What do you think this kid is doing? Because he must have seen his mom, unless his mom has passed away.
I bet the mom didn't.
Or the mom's kept it from. The mom's been like, I don't want you to know. I don't want to hurt you and say.
Or
like,
the mom has married someone else and was like, this is your real dad now. And they just haven't told the kid. Like, there's so many
we
things.
Don't even know.
Yeah.
We don't even know. This woman wasn't even from Turkey.
Did she even have the baby?
Yeah. Did the baby come to term? We don't know.
Right.
We don't know anything.
She was only like 3 months pregnant or something, wasn't she, when she called? Or
it was 3 or 4
not
months.
Not even.
It was like three or four months.
It was a couple months.
I don't know. But I think it was 3 or 4 weeks after.
No.
It was a couple months. It was a few months. Yeah.
So we have no idea what happened.
Definitely going to have the baby. But how does he even... I mean, also, this was like... Sarper was like 2 faces ago. So she might not even recognize him.
That's actually a really great point.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was hot before, his original face.
I don't think I've seen it.
They briefly showed a picture of him when he was talking about how he banged this woman who was on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't understand what this man has done to his face. I don't understand what is going on with his hair.
It is a
helmet. His hair doesn't move. It's like plastic.
He looks like one of those Duracell battery robots from those commercials. Yes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
I just found a picture of him in high school.
Oh, wait. No. Let's see.
You're going to lose your mind. Hold on. I'll make it my background. You're literally, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, these dermis.
It's not the same person.
No, he's had several different faces.
Yeah, no, this is.
You see that with my.
Oh my God, that's funny.
The Duracell people.
He looks like.
What?
No.
That is not the same
no.
man.
And that's what it says. It says that's him in high school. High school Sarper.
Wait.
But he got really ripped shortly
his
after
eyes
this.
A different color?
Oh my God. It looks like he's wearing contacts. Yeah.
Or he got the same thing Nikki got, the eye like lasering surgery.
No, she wears contacts also.
Oh, she does?
Oh, she does.
Made it seem like she got surgery on her, but she just wears contacts. Because we've seen moments of her without the contacts in, like in the morning.
Oh.
She does just wear contacts.
What did Sarper, did he get like an eyebrow lift?
I think he got a brow lift.
A brow lift.
Definitely. He probably got buccal fat removal because that is like very chiseled.
Like a chin job or like
absolutely
jaw.
Has some kind of fillers. And yeah, a jaw. I would believe a jaw. Jaw yeah. implants or some kind of jaw
yeah,
shaving.
On the side.
It's a very sharp jaw.
Yes.
And he clearly lost a lot of weight around his face.
That's crazy.
But the hair, it's like... It's that's so not, upsetting it's so to me. It's so upsetting. Can you imagine what his pillows look like?
I bet he had the hair transplant implant thing done. That's why it looks so
odd. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's crazy.
There was one picture. He looks very different from this high school picture. There was one picture we saw where he's like buff and like younger.
Yeah.
And he had a different
have to look
face.
For that one.
But there is something about his eyes. It does look like he's wearing contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet he is.
This is fun. It's like all the people from 90 Day Fiance before and after their
they just look nothing like themselves.
You know who had the best glow up was Yara.
Wait, so crazy because I'm literally looking at you. Wait, this is not real.
Yeah, Yara had a nose real. Job.
Wait,
Yara-
I'm looking...
Yara's plastic surgeon is a genius. Yeah. Okay, Yara probably went to the same doctor as Bella Hadid. Because both of them
is
are
real,
stunning.
Then if this is real, then she must have. Is this really Yara before?
Yeah. Yes, that's her before.
Mm-hmm.
Although
like a reality show.
Yeah, like a Russian or a Ukrainian reality show. I do think though that Yara also benefited from not having bad mid-2000s makeup like she does in this before picture.
Yeah.
Like a lot of that does look like bad makeup. Like her eyebrows are super plucked and bleached and her eyeliner is really bad and she has orange foundation on.
She's like looking like hatchet face, like 2000. She's looking like a modern hatchet face kind of.
It's just an
odd
it's
the nose.
Picture.
It's the nose
it's she got a really good nose job.
Yeah, she got a really good nose job.
And she didn't go overboard like Shekinah.
Right.
No. Oh my God, drop the doctor's name.
I know. It's stunning work. Whoever did that, they did.
It's an artist. It's like a like plastic surgery is amazing.
It's
it
so
really
good.
Is.
I am pro plastic surgery.
I am
to an
too.
Extent. Like it's a stop when it looks natural and good.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, what were we talking about? Sorry. Oh, right.
Shekinah.
We're talking about
the parents.
Shekinah's eyebrows.
Oh yeah. Okay. So they wanted her to have a baby. Then Sarper's like, "I'm going to take you on a nice date," and Shekinah's like, "Ooh, fun." And of course, she like comes out in a dress, and he's like, "Let me like pick out a different dress for you or something." Doesn't he like want to change her? Or, like, do something like that?
Yeah,
he takes her to a Turkish bathhouse. And he brings up the idea of kids again. And Shekinah's like, "No offense, but all the things that you're saying to me about wanting to have a kid and you being in the kid's life, those are all the same things that my ex said to me. And then I essentially had to be a single mother and like raise my kid alone."
And you know that would for sure happen again.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean,
this is the first time she's actually kind of being smart in this relationship and standing her ground.
Yeah. I was really proud of her when she said this to him, because she called him out. Mm-hmm. Like, she nailed it. That's exactly, like, there is no way in hell that Sarper would, he might not even stay through the pregnancy.
Twice.
Because he would be weighing her. You'd think he would.
Yeah.
Oh my God, be weighing
you
her.
You think he would be cool with her changing body? I don't.
Oh, I was going to say, as soon as she gains weight and, like, doesn't have a libido and doesn't want to have sex all the time, he'd be, like, cheating on her.
He'd be out at the first fart.
Oh, 100% out
that
at first
fart. Pregnancy fart, he'd be out of there.
Yeah, there's no fucking way he would. Ugh,
that's good merch. That's good maternity merch. Pregnancy farts. a hat,
bucket hat,
a bucket hat,
bucket hat.
Pregnancy farts. That's the first Hollywood crime scene web crawlers collab.
That's a perfect collab. That is a perfect collab. It's so appropriate.
Pregnancy farts. Yeah, but then, so he's like, well, why don't we just date till we get bored with each other? And then what does he say? Like, it would take me just 2 days to get over you.
Oh, my God.
He's disgusting. I hate this man.
He says, we can live with each other until we are bored of each other. Then you can go back to your country.
He's such a dick.
And then
get
he says,
out of there, Shekinah.
What does he say? This is karma. This is karma of 2,500.
He's trying to, like, do a pity party. He's like, oh, I guess I slept with so many beautiful women.
I chose the wrong one.
This is my life. Oh, poor me.
Doesn't want to have a baby with me. I like, imagine 2,500 women, and I pick the one who doesn't want to have a child with me.
He's such a fucking loser. If someone said to me, I could get over you in 2 minutes, I'd say, or 2 days, I'd say, great, have fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. She says, she's like, this is a fucked up conversation, and I'm unsubscribing. She leaves.
Yeah, but then she's like, don't talk to me until the end of the day. I'd be like,
don't talk to me ever.
Yeah, I mean, they're still together, we know, because they have a company together now.
Right.
So.
No. What's the company? God.
They're plastic surgery consultants?
Tourism. Medical tourism.
Oh, they should not consult on plastic surgery.
Or no, yeah, they find doctors for people.
I don't want them finding me a doctor.
I know.
Look at the state of their faces.
Yeah. And she's having a nose job.
No, she's not.
She wrote that she's getting a nose job in Turkey.
She needs to stop.
I know, it's getting bad. Like, each episode, it's getting, like, a little
more. She needs to... I look at that. This woman's eyebrows, it makes my face hurt.
Yes,
those eyebrows are pulled so far. They're pulled so far back.
It hurts, yeah.
It hurts to look at her face. It looks so awful.
And it's like, it's almost like she gets fillers every episode. They get bigger and bigger.
Yes.
It's bad.
Both of them have horrendous plastic surgery. I cannot believe. I mean, I can, because there is obviously, you have to have a certain level of delusion to make your face look like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. What a nightmare. So she's still in Turkey.
No, she's back here now, which is confusing also. I don't know where he is. I think he's in Turkey.
I would believe that he comes here and then they do another season. They do a 90-day fiancé.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I'm like, I don't.
Because I don't buy her. I don't buy her moving to Turkey and living there long term. I just don't.
No. Yeah. Not her whole family's here, and I don't think it doesn't make sense. Anyways, finally, a couple that does not make sense, Danielle and Johan.
Mm. Oh, they're dressed as Santa and an elf for the holidays.
It feels like a sex thing that I don't want anything to do with.
No.
it's not. I don't like it.
Danielle said they started this toy drive where people could buy gifts. They made like a registry and then they would pay for the shipping costs. And when she was like, this was all Johan's idea. This is the generous, loving Johan I fell in love with. I was waiting for her to say, for the problem to be like, he scammed all these people out of money.
Or
like,
I know. Okay. I mean, that's gotta be.
Okay. That was my first thought was, this is a scam. They're both doing a scam together.
Yes, meets 100%.
These presents did not get sent out.
No way. No, not in a million years.
Because Danielle broke. Danielle's $80,000 in debt.
Yeah. What are this philanthropy they're doing?
What is happening?
They don't have money to pay for shipping.
No. Those presents are going to Johan's family. Kids in Johan's family. And that's the charity.
That's the charity.
Is. Yeah. They didn't have money to buy Johan's cousins gifts. So this is the toy drive that they did. So stupid. Yeah.
And then Danielle then asks him for rent money and then half of the stuff that they got for the apartment, which is 75,000 pesos, which is about $1,300 US dollars. So I guess that's like half for rent and then the stuff they bought for the apartment. Does that mean like furniture and stuff? Like, I wonder how much this apartment is.
My guess is it probably came pre-furnished and she needs like appliances, like a toaster or something. I mean, I don't know.
And he still told her to fuck off, basically.
Yeah.
And they're having
not paying a dime for rent.
Furious argument / breakup while they're dressed in these very cheap, very flammable Santa invisible elf. I would die. I would rather die than have someone say we're going to get a divorce while dressed like Santa. and it'd be filmed and broadcast to the entire nation.
Oh my God.
I would die.
My boyfriend and I got in a really big fight a few weeks ago. we almost broke up. Or we did break up for like 12 hours. And but I was wearing Shrek clocks.
Ellie, no.
And I like had stormed out of his house in Shrek crocs. And so I was like, I need to at least like get back together with him just because his last memory of me can't be this crazy girl storming out of his house in Shrek crocs.
Fine.
So I get
slamming
it.
Slamming the door.
No, there's there's something so absolutely humiliating about getting into a fight with someone while you're wearing a costume.
That's why I love Housewives so much, because they're always like wearing costumes, like doing like theme parties and just getting into arguments.
Yeah, or like WeHo Halloween or Halloween anywhere, really.
Yeah. It's so demoralizing.
It's
so demoralizing. Yeah. I just can't believe this. I mean, look, I don't like either of these people. I really don't like Danielle. I don't like Johan. I think
and she's
Johan,
another one of those witchy people who is like, my witchiness is like bringing us together and whatever.
Picking the coconut around the house. I fucking hate Danielle and I fucking hate Johan now too. I was like very indifferent about him for like their first season on the show. I didn't watch them on Love in Paradise, but like their first 90 Day Fiancé or The Other Way season, I was like kind of indifferent. I thought he was annoying, but now I like actively dislike him. I just, he's such a drag.
Stealing from her.
Fuck. Next week, we see a clip, red flag of all red flags. He finally tries to leave the house, but he tries to take her dog.
Right. Dude.
And
I got so stressed out at that clip.
Oh, I don't know what ends up happening, but I would, if I was dating someone and they tried to take my dog when they were leaving the house, they would not be alive to tell the tale.
Like my first thought was like, oh, he's stealing her dog to go sell it.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, that would be not good.
I just thought he was like doing a power play.
Yeah,
I don't know. My first thought was like, oh, he's going to sell this dog.
I didn't think that dark.
He's very broke. Why? Yeah. On what planet? What happened to the Carniceria? What happened to his
little blows that shit? Probably got overrun by flies.
Too many flies.
Yeah.
Like, what are they even? This is their only income, the show.
Well, and she does like online yoga.
Oh, God. She's such a fucking moron. And he does OnlyFans, doesn't he?
Oh, my God.
He does?
I think so. I think he does. I've heard that he does OnlyFans. Look it up.
She pays Why, for his 90 Zumba Day Fiancé, classes.
They love OnlyFans.
Johan.
Yeah, it looks
Day
like it.
OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. At Mary Pants.
Huh? At
Mary
what?
Pants?
Mary Pants is his name, I guess, on
Why?
M-E-R-R-Y. Mary Pants.
And they're not together anymore. We learned that the last tell-all. Because they were on the previous season of The Other Way.
Right. Oh, really?
And they weren't together at that tell-all. So that was like a major spoiler.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone wrote... Sorry, you go first.
No, I just remember she was like, had it with him. And she's like, we're not speaking.
Yeah. Someone wrote, now I know where he got those pesos for his, and then capital meat shop.
Wow.
I'd look at this OnlyFans.
Wait, is there like reviews on OnlyFans or comments?
So it won't let me go to the... I can't find the actual OnlyFans. I can only see articles about the OnlyFans.
Have you guys ever subscribed to a cast member's OnlyFans?
No, but no. I was talking about last time that like I would.
Yeah, I would too, just out of curiosity, because I am always curious, like, how much are they showing?
We should, like, split
like
it.
What's Jasmine's OnlyFans like?
We should split it three ways for Jasmine's OnlyFans.
Andre has an OnlyFans.
What?
Shut but up. I don't think he shows dick, unfortunately.
I don't really want to see. I bet he has like a really small, chubby dick. I don't
no,
really
I think he
it.
Has a very fat dick, but it's like not that long. But I don't think it's short. I just don't think it's that long. I think it's like very girthy, though.
That'd be a really fun game, is to guess what the penis looks like of every person on 90 Day looks like.
They literally do that on Reality Gaze.
Oh, and I do? Feel like damn.
I really feel like they're spot on with their assessments. And I'm sure that they've I like maybe it's just because I heard them say that about Andre. But I genuinely I think I'm pretty good at guessing what people's dicks look like.
Yeah.
And I would think that Andre has a fat dick. It's not like, oh, that's a stunning looking penis, but I think it's really fat. But
someone
I don't
on
think
Reddit
it's that long.
Said that Johan only posts bad shirtless pics and you have to pay extra for the nudes from anywhere from $75 to $500.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Who's doing
that? He must
that?
Have a giant Bazoinga.
Well, Bazoinga. He does. Danielle, doesn't she allude to that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's like,
which is weird because usually tall guys, I feel like, don't have like that. But maybe it's just in comparison to.
Oh, it's
height.
On. It's not an OnlyFans. It's an unfiltered. Is
oh,
that like
so
an? Is that like an OnlyFans type website?
Knockoff.
I
maybe.
Think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, Stephanie from
Lizzie,
90 Days.
Libby's
on there.
Family. They showed their buttholes. Like, because Libby's whole family like did OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I know the sister.
Like the dad and the sisters?
I don't know if the dad did, but I think
the sisters
I think,
did.
I think even
what?
The brother. I think even the brother was on OnlyFans.
And they all show yeah. buttholes?
I know at least two of them showed their buttholes. I'm dead serious. I've heard like stories about their buttholes.
That's no. you. I would never show butthole.
No, I mean, look.
What a weird...
And I know Libby was on OnlyFans.
That
but I don't. I've never seen anything from it.
I would say maybe like 60% of the people from 90 Day Fiance franchise end up on OnlyFans
easily.
Oh, yeah,
easily.
Like that's a low ball estimate.
Even Darcy is on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know what Darcy does. I wonder what she does.
Guys, please Venmo us.
Please.
Or join the Patreon so that me, Rachel, and Melissa can split the OnlyFans for a few of our favorite
cast. If you subscribe just for a month, do you get to see all the old posts?
Probably.
Yeah,
it's probably
sure.
like Patreon.
Interesting.
I imagine.
I just need, or they should maybe. I bet you there's going to be Black Friday deals.
Oh my God.
I'll add to cart have them and I'll just cart. Wait. I'll just press.
You've got them in your cart already.
Yeah. You know it. All right, guys. Well, that's it for this week. Rachel, thank you so much for coming on. Where can
thank
people
you.
Find you and your podcast?
My podcast, Hollywood Crime Scene. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. And you can find me on Instagram at Childlike Empress.
Awesome. Cool. Every time I search for you, you like never come up. And I'm like, she has me blocked.
But no, what? Am I shadow banned from your Instagram?
Yeah, I think you're shadow banned.
What the fuck? It's horrible.
All right, guys. Well, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm Rachel Fisher.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé, baby. Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé grief.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.